Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand held his first campaign rally last night as the official Democratic nominee for governor, Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
Sand says the two-party political system isn't working for the state, and Iowans are ready for change after 10 years of single-party rule by Republicans. He says his opponent, Republican businessman Zach Lane, would continue one-party control of state government. And Sand says Lane lives in Kansas. Lane has a home in Kansas and says he often flies his own plane there to spend time with children he and his wife have from previous marriages.
What he is saying when he says that he will change his living situation is that he does not presently live in Iowa enough to do the job of governor. In which case, I would like to quote to him one of his own ads. Iowa jobs are for Iowans. And that includes governor!
Sand says he knows he can win the race because he's ahead in the polls and in fundraising, and because he's building a cross-party coalition. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
In Illinois, a longtime family attorney successfully lobbied for a bill that aims to protect families from wrongful separations. State lawmakers have passed legislation to allow parents to get a second medical opinion in cases of child abuse. Alan Novick of Bloomington says a second opinion can reveal more about a child's current medical situation than the initial investigation.
It gives the judge the ability to go, well, the child abuse pediatrician says this, and it's not contradicted by the second opinion, or the child abuse pediatrician says this, and it's absolutely contradicted, and now I know that somebody is wrong.
The measure now heads to the governor's desk for signature. The Chicago Bears are officially proceeding with plans to cross state lines and build a stadium in Indiana. WBEZ's Noah Jennings has details.
After more than 5 years of debates, proposals, and statements, the Bears Stadium saga appears to finally have an answer. The Bears Board of Directors have voted to move forward with plans to build a new stadium in Hammond, Indiana. The announcement comes just days after the Illinois State House failed to pass any legislation before the end of their annual session that would have enticed the Bears to stay in Illinois and potentially build a stadium in Arlington Heights. Indiana lawmakers passed a team-friendly deal earlier this year that authorized a stadium authority backed by taxes and allows the Bears to keep all revenue generated by the stadium. The exact site in Hammond is still to be selected, but the team has been studying land near Wolf Lake. It's unclear now what the team plans to do with the land they purchased in Arlington Heights. Noah Jennings, WBEZ News.
The Genesius Guild took the stage for its first show of the season at Lincoln Park in Rock Island over the weekend. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports the production of Shakespeare's Love's Labor's Lost includes the theater debut of a new director in the Quad Cities.
Cameron Ulrich is thrilled to be making his Quad Cities theater debut in Genesius Guild's first 2026 show for many reasons. The 59-year-old Eastern Iowa native moved from St. Louis with his wife Patty last summer when she took a new job as principal of Rock Island High School, and he teaches theater at Davenport Central High. Founded in 1956, Genesius performs Greek drama, Greek comedy, the works of Shakespeare, and other classical authors for 8 weekends each summer. Ulrich has extensive experience with Shakespeare as an actor, fight director, and stage director. He's impressed with Genesius being around for 70 years.
To be able to grow up with that in your community and then contribute to it is also powerful, because the people behind this theater company are people that love Shakespeare, which is special in itself, because this is work that was created hundreds of years ago, but it still speaks to people.
For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Illinois State Police are investigating a fatal car crash on Saturday near Monmouth that killed 3 people and severely injured 3 others. According to the Warren County Sheriff's Office, the 2 passenger vehicles crashed on U.S. 34 just north of Kirkwood before 10:30 p.m. First responders found 3 of the victims deceased at the scene. The crash survivors were transported by helicopter for medical treatment. The Community Foundation of Greater Muscatine has launched a fund to support the families who lost loved ones in last week's mass shooting. Donations to the McFarland, Whitlow, and Harris Family Support Fund will help cover immediate needs, including memorial and funeral expenses. Last Monday, 52-year-old Ryan McFarland shot and killed his wife and 5 of his children before taking his own life. Donations can be submitted online at givinggreater.org.
And this is WVIK News.